The next patient is Billy Taps, T-A-P-S. First name, B-I-L-L-I-E. This is a clinical case of a 79-year-old white female. A patient of Miss Jenny Shung, S-H-U-N-G, A-P-R-N. They refer Mrs. Taps to the office because evaluation of the kidney function. The patient had nephrolithiasis in the right kidney, and eventually she had a nephrectomy. The patient has been placed on Kerendia. She was taking ACE inhibitors. She developed hyperkalemia. The Kerendia had to be stopped. The patient was on Lokelma, and she has corrected the potassium. The patient has been here today with an estimated GFR that is 33 mLs per minute with a creatinine of 1.58 and a BUN of 30. This patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 275 milligrams. For reasons that I don't have a microalbumin creatinine ratio. Period. The potassium today is elevated at 6. The patient was reminded of the need for her to be away from high potassium food. Following number, the patient has a history of gastric ulcers, taking omeprazole 40 milligrams BID, plus sucralfate 3 times a day. The patient has had in the past gastrointestinal bleeding, for that reason she received this aggressive treatment. Following number. No longer history of anemia, the iron stores are satisfactory. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient has peripheral vascular disease that was evaluated by Dr. St. Louis, and she has appointments coming up in order to reevaluate that. The patient is going back to Carolina, and we emphasize the need to stay away from medication, from potassium, high potassium content food. And she's advised to seek a follow-up while she's up in Carolina. We re-evaluate the case here in January of 2025. when she comes back.